Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.
Ek wil net vir jou sê dat ek het in 'n vroeg vir jou gesê, maar Vrydag sit ek, want ons hoor toe nou van die kort film The Last Ranger that's been nominated for an Oscar. En daar sit ek agter my rekenaar. En ek dog, ek het gevinnig, let me just watch The Last Ranger before we have a talk with Cindy Lee, the director. So at least just know what the film's all about, because I haven't seen it before.
No, big mistake. You had to carve out at least 3 hours after.
And like I said earlier, was we went, myself and Sharunika, we went. And we firsthand experienced rhino tagging in one of the resorts close by. And I was so moved by that moment. And then when I watched the short film, it took me back to that moment. And why all these rangers do what they do. It's an incredible job. I've got so much respect for rangers. And then I watched this short film by incredible actors. One, which is Leabona Mrokoza, right? Young actress. And I was so moved by her acting. But just I forgot about the acting at some point. I was like, this feels so personal, so close, so yep. Real. That I could so relate to her in so many ways. And look, I don't want to get to the storyline because, I mean, I think you really need to watch this. But Cindy Lee joins us now just to talk about this and especially the award. And Cindy, firstly, I didn't think I would watch a short film of like a half an hour and cry so much during a film. And in any easy cause, by the way, Cindy, I just want to tell you as well that I struggled. I had to pause and go back because I had so much tears in my eyes. I couldn't read all the subtitles. Morning, Cindy.
Well, I think that's one of the best responses I've ever had to the film. Thank you,
it
guys.
It was unbelievable. Let me tell you, brilliant acting, brilliant storyline. And rhino conservation is something that touches so many South Africans deeply because of the fight against rhino poaching. And it continues daily, Cindy.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely it does. And you know what the most shocking thing for me, I must just say, is when we went to have a screening in LA at the Academy, so many of these Americans don't even know that it's happening, let alone that one rhino is being poached every 15 hours. So to be able to get the opportunity to put this on a global level where a lot of people are aware of what's going on, hopefully will enable us to put more pressure on what's happening locally so that we can stop this horrendous things that are happening.
Where was it that you decided to go so deeply into rhino poaching and conservation work and stuff as well to create awareness? Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but 2014 you had another short screenplay called Horn. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. So, and I've always been really interested in what's happening in this country with conservation. I'm fortunate enough to be able to go to a game farm at like once a year and get up close and personal with the animals. And once you are and you become aware of what is happening, just as a little South African on the ground, you go, well, what can I do to help? And in my capacity as a writer-director, that's all I can really do. So, yes, I wrote the screenplay. It just won at a couple of festivals. That's as far as it got, unfortunately. And then my brother wrote this film, actually.
The Last Ranger.
Yeah. Because, you know, we went to school in Grahamstown. So my brother was at school with the vet because, you know, this is based on a true story. Tundi, the rhino that you see in the video camera that's got the blood all around it. Mm. And then at the end, you see Tundi with her actual baby. That's the same rhino.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is the same rhino. So in 2012, she was poached along with two other rhinos and a vet called Dr. William Fold, who my brother went to school with. He was the vet that saved Tundi's life. So when David, my brother, went to an actual poaching with William, David was crying and he said to William, well, what can I do to help? And he said, well, go to Hollywood and write me a screenplay. And here we are.
That's unbelievable. But let me talk about the acting as well. I mean, Lita, played by Leabona. What a brilliant bit of acting we've seen in that short film.
I was so lucky to find her. You know, South Africa doesn't have the biggest pool to start with. You know, compared to America, our acting pool. Now I'm looking for an 11-year-old kid. Now she's got to speak isiXhosa. So now my pool's gone from being okay to minuscule. I'd seen about 30 self-tape auditions because, you know, we also shot this in the middle of COVID.
Sure.
And I didn't see a single child, and I was willing to walk away from this film because I knew the importance of the weight she carried with this performance. And then the self-tape came along. This little child did a self-tape and she was bawling her eyes out. She had the emotional dexterity to understand what she was doing. Mm. I don't know where that's from. Seriously, I've never seen it before.
But it was I've got to agree with Ruben as well with the fact that my tear ducts were just in overdrive when I watched this, and I do blame you for that. But I want to ask with regards to something as emotional and so actual, and with the incredible acting like Ruben mentioned now, telling a story like this in 28 minutes, that's an incredible feat. And is it more difficult to tell a story in short film format than it would have been, for example, in a feature film?
That's such a good question, but I don't think so. You know, my background is commercial, so I'm used to telling a story in 30 seconds. So I understand what bite-sized performances are, and I know how to do micro things and get the emotion out quickly. It's really just about creating that story and making sure your arcs happen in the right places, knowing the time that you've got, getting rid of stuff in the script that isn't working, that's making it longer, that's making it boring, get to the punchy parts, know how to tell that story and do it. So no, for me, I love doing it in 28 minutes. A lot of people have said to me, do you want to make a feature of this? I'm not sure it's necessary. I mean, there's a lot more we need to tell. There's a lot. But in terms of what this particular story is about, this little girl's journey, her relationship with the ranger, relationship with her father, that's that micro story. And yeah, and I think we were able. And as you said, a lot of people watched the film and couldn't believe that it was only 28 minutes long.
That is exactly my thought. I was like, what did I just watch? It felt like I was in a week long journey.
Yep.
In one of the national parks and experienced the whole thing, and it was all told in like an incredible 28 minutes, like you said earlier. Again, on Friday, I thought to myself, I just want to watch this just to see why was this so good to be nominated for an Oscar. And I watched it and I was like, why did it take so long even? Like, how do they determine when does this get nominated? Because, I mean, this, I thought to myself, should have been nominated when it came out.
Oh, my God. I wish you were an Academy judge. You know what? It's a very long process to get nominated for an Academy. So how it works is you've got to enter all these big film festivals that are Academy nominated, and there are about 200 of them in the world that are Academy qualifying. You have to win Best Overall Film at an Academy or qualifying festival. We didn't even get into the big film festivals. We didn't get into Toronto. We didn't get into Cannes. We didn't get into any of the big festivals. Sundance. We didn't even show there. They see a South African film. They see a film, and is it close about rhino poaching? And a lot of the big festivals go, nah, it's not for us. Our audiences won't like it. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry, so sorry. Then we got into the Oscar qualifying Pan-African Film Festival, and we won Best Film at that film festival. Oh, my God. So sorry, guys. Let me just turn that off. Can you hear the phone? I'm so sorry. I should have done that.
No worries.
Sorry, guys. So sorry, 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 sorry. So then we made it at the Pan-African Film Festival, and that qualified us for the Oscars. So then when the long list came out, there were 180 films that were long listed, which means that it qualified. Then the Academy start voting. We got into the short list, which was the top 15 films. Now the Academy voted again, and they put us in the top 5. So we're nominated. Now the Academy vote for the final time to choose the Oscar film that wins. So the thing is, exactly what happened to you. The minute you watch this film, you go, oh my, now I understand this film. Now we need to move this film forward because it's an important message, great performance. But it's hard. I mean, we're lucky that we even, because it's a South African film, it's an easy cluster, and it's about rhino poaching. Hard to put on your slate if you think about it, if you're a big European film, you know.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, I was very sad to say, and I am going to say this here, but we didn't even make it to the first round at the Durban International Film Festival. And that is the only South African Oscar qualifying film festival.
Wow.
So, you know, I guess it depends what the programmers are looking for, what they want for their slate, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. It's a tricky business.
But we are so thankful and so proud that you will be standing there with...
Come on. Woo!
I saw the video when you guys found out as well. So from our side as South Africans, thank you. Thank you, Cindy Lee, for telling this story, taking us to the world stage. It doesn't matter how many people said no. Thank you for waiting for that yes, and we are behind you all the way. Just finally, it's very easy to find, but where can people watch The Last Ranger? Because I'm sure people are like putting in leave this morning to go to watch it.
Mm. Oh, my guys, I'm so sorry, but it's actually not released yet.
Okay.
But we are organizing it to be screened. So if people just want to kind of stay on The Last Ranger homepage on Instagram or mine on Instagram or Facebook, as soon as we have a portal to release it, we are going to do that.
Yeah.
It's just not, we're waiting for big deals to be signed and stuff to get a proper release for this so that it can get the traction it deserves.
And let me tell you, everybody needs to and has to see it, right?
Amen.
Worldwide, it's unbelievable. It was such an honor chatting to you this morning. We're holding thumbs for that award, and we trust that you're going to bring it home. And then when you do bring it home, come and join us in studio. I want to take a picture with a real Oscar, right? That'll be great.
We're booking out our entire day. Joburg and Pretoria is not far, Cindy. We know you've got a first stop, but we're next.
Thank you for having me, guys. So appreciate it.
Keep well. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Cindy. Die Groot at Breakfast with Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 90.5.